Greetings. I'm Savilla Mann, and this is Why's That? Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. Tell us what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious at WMUK.org. Peter Groves studies mechanical engineering at Western Michigan University. Peter's dad went to Western in the 1970s.
He heard that there was a particle accelerator.
That's particle as in atoms and the subatomic particles that physicists study.
He knew it was in Rood Hall, so he just kept trying stairwells and doors. And according to him, he just found it down here. He found some technician here, and technician showed him around a little bit and sent him away, probably because he was busy.
Peter shares his dad's interest in the accelerator, so he and I have come to the sub-basement of Rood Hall ourselves to meet with the people who run it.
My name is Oscar Kayani. I am a faculty in Department of Physics, Western Michigan University.
Kayani is also the director of the accelerator lab. He's joined by his colleague, John Tanis.
I've been here since 1980, and I've done a lot of experiments in the lab.
Kayani and Tanis say, despite what you might have heard, the lab doesn't do secret research, so they're happy to show Peter and me around. We start in the control room. Tanis says the instruments that run the accelerator haven't changed much since 1969, the year the machine came to Western from Argonne National Labs near Chicago.
We don't even have touch screens in here. Everything has got control knobs and things like that.
One of our students, for example, pasted a knob over there, and you see that underneath that knob it says self-destruct.
But don't let the age and the humor mislead you. After nearly 50 years at the university, the particle accelerator remains a sought-after tool. Physicists come from around the U.S. and even from abroad to use it. Tana says Western's using the accelerator for leading-edge research right now. How does it work? Essentially, the machine makes a beam of charged particles, protons, for example, which then gets sent toward a target. Researchers might study the particles themselves, or they might want to know how the particles changed the target. Kayani's used the beam to alter small pieces of diamond to make them easier to slice. He says you first create a beam of charged particles from, say, carbon atoms.
And then tune the energy of the beam so that it can stop at a certain distance. And in our case, it could be just 3 micrometers below the surface. And when we keep actually creating damage to that layer, eventually what happens is that becomes so much damage that instead of a diamond, now it's a graphite.
Graphite, that's the soft stuff that makes up a pencil lead. That thin layer of graphite is easier to cut than the diamond on either side. You cut through it.
Now you have a thin wafer kind of stuff, and that can be used to make kind of electronic device.
We've been talking in the control room.
Let's go to the accelerator room where you can see the actual machine.
We round a couple of corners. We're going through a gate here that swings open, and there's the accelerator tank. I must say, I didn't understand from the picture on the website how big this tank is. It's 40 feet long, according to the physics department. The tank has the proportions and even the color of a salami. It's painted brown with a few gold accents in honor of the university. This is where particles get exposed to very high voltage static electricity, which causes them to speed up. The beam comes out of the machine in a tube that takes a right turn, and then, Tanis says, there's a switching magnet
that directs the beam into one of 4 beam lines, this gray box here.
And from there, researchers pick up their beam of particles and conduct their experiments. Peter Groves, who wanted to see more of the accelerator, had asked his friends for some questions about it.
One I heard from a physics student that I know, he says that when it's running, the air shimmers and you shouldn't stand in there because you will die.
Well,
no, I don't think so.
Any of it.
No, actually, you won't die, but there could be a potential damage to your body because this machine can produce radiations.
Remember, it's a particle accelerator. Forget 70 miles an hour. Kayani says this machine can run a beam of protons at 36,000 miles per second and crash them into a target, causing radiation. That's why, as you walk around the lab,
there is everywhere you have a 3 feet thick concrete wall. And that actually provides the shielding.
But Tana says most of the beams don't run fast enough to create radiation.
We're running a very slow beam today, and we can be in the target room and be around where the beam hits the target with no problem at all.
As for the air shimmering during an experiment, Kayani says that doesn't happen either. Peter says,
I asked for questions for people I know, and these are the questions that came up.
Okay. Interesting.
If something in Southwest Michigan has made you curious, tell Wise That at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.